I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. We're headed back to downtown Toledo for this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries. This week, we're meeting at the Board of Lucas County Commissioner's office to hang out with Brittany.
So my name is Brittany Ford. I am a policy analyst in the Lucas County Commissioner's office and their Economic Development Department. And I'm also co-lead of Welcome Toledo Lucas County, or Welcome TLC.
So Brittany wears a few different hats in her job, but she was nominated on behalf of Welcome TLC, so that's what we'll be talking about today.
So Welcome TLC is a cross-sector network of organizations that are working to build a welcoming, inclusive community for immigrants, refugees, and people of diverse cultures. And we're governed by a steering committee of cross-sector community partners, as well as private organizations. And then we have representation from immigrants, refugees, and people of diverse cultures on that committee.
There's a long list of community partners that make up who Welcome TLC is, but I don't have enough time to name off each organization. So instead, we're going to focus on what TLC does. It's something they had to define for themselves when they first launched in March of 2014. The first year was devoted strictly to community conversations to find the needs in the community that would ultimately shape the priorities of this organization.
They wanted increased cultural competency in our community. They wanted increased language access. They wanted public safety or feeling safe, and job opportunities. From that, we spent another year developing our organizational structure, which we now have, which has four working committees that includes community outreach, which really helps. What we try to do is help celebrate cultural diversity in the community through that, as well as promote cultural competency. We have a language access working committee. We have a legal services. And then the fourth one is we have a workforce and economic development committee.
It's a lot, I know. But the four pillars of Welcome TLC are pretty simple. It's community outreach, legal services, language access, and workforce and economic development. Now, we'll talk a little bit more about economic development in just a moment, but first I want to create a picture, an image of the community of immigrants and cultures that are supported by Welcome TLC.
I mean, generally speaking, we have a small immigrant community, but it's growing, and it's partially offsetting our local population loss. It's younger, and it's very highly educated. Latino is, I think, a third, and a good portion of that is specifically from Mexico as a country of origin. But we have much more diverse immigrant community, including from parts of Asia, so Middle Eastern, especially Iraqi and Syrian, which everyone assumes is, or everybody knows about, you know, a large refugee population, but also a large asylum-seeking population as well. And then we also have the Chinese community is growing very fast. It's actually our largest limited English proficient population, or it's the one that's growing the fastest, and it's outpacing both Spanish and Arabic at this point, as well as a South Asian Indian, Pakistani, I mean, African. We have a Nigerian community that has celebrations with over 200 people attending. So we have a very, very diverse immigrant community in Toledo.
And as Brittany mentioned earlier, they're partially offsetting our local population loss. From 2000 to 2013, the foreign-born population increased by nearly 7% in the city of Toledo and over 9% in Lucas County, while the U.S.-born population decreased by 10% in Toledo and 4.5% in Lucas County. These statistics help motivate Welcome TLC and their mission to build a more welcoming and inclusive community for a population that is growing quickly. And they're also encouraged to share this data and the local success stories to remind others that the immigrant population is a valuable contributor to our community and our economy.
So our immigrant community, and we have a 2015 data report to back this up, is highly contributing to our community, which I think really is opposite from what the national rhetoric talks about. And so, and we're not the only community in Ohio or in the U.S. that are looking at the economic demographics and the economic impact of their immigrant community, but we do have a data report that shows that, you know, their spending power is $242 million and they're contributing $31 million in state and local taxes, and they're twice as likely to start small businesses here in Toledo, and they're, you know, they're very highly educated and are outpacing U.S.-born Toledo residents in studying STEM fields. So some of the things I'm most proud of is that we've been able over the last 5 years to really get our community leaders and our elected officials and our business leaders as well to really buy in to this notion that immigrants are contributing to our community and are an asset to our community. And so I think that's been very helpful when we've had things like a refugee crisis in Europe and the Paris bombings and a potential anti-refugee backlash, you know, and then the mayor comes on, you know, comes out with a statement saying that we're welcoming to all residents of our community, including refugees. I think that that's the value I think we bring, is really starting those paths with our leaders.
For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries. Before you go, here's Brittany's connections for our next episode.
So my three connections, Nina Corder from Women of Toledo. My second would be Jihan Sai and Adam Smeedy. And then the third would be Carrie Arnold. She is the Chief Human Resources Officer at Sunshine Communities.
You'll have to tune in to find out who I pick on the Rough Draft Diaries.